Welcome to Radio 360, a podcast for 360 Records. We hope you like the songs we're going to play for you.
Hi. Welcome to a new show. Please email us where you like to listen and share us with a friend.
Is 8 miles from the home I live in all year round, was shot 2 nights ago. He died last night, so it goes. Martin Luther King was shot a month ago. He died too, so it goes. So long forever, old fellows and gals. So long forever, old sweethearts and pals, God bless them. And every day my government gives me a count of corpses created by military science in Vietnam. So it goes. My father died many years ago now of natural causes. So it goes. He was a sweet man. He was a gun nut, too. He left me his gun. They're us. So long forever, old fellows and gals. So long forever, old sweethearts and pals. God bless. So it goes. So it goes.
question, man. See if you know what's up. Big this. Who fuses the music with no illusions? Producing the blueprints, clueless? Automator, defy the laws of nature. Electronic monolith, throw a jam upon the disc. The futuristic looping with the quickness. Hyper-producing, hydrogen fusion liquids. Keep your distance. Keep your distance.
Who's that?
Collaborate with time consuming, reprogramming. I apply the flow cannon, the combo so slamming. Atomically reconstruct the whole canvas. His logic impressed, a hypnotic effect. Yeah, Latin patent, you could call it a gift. Manny all in the mix, nuclear physicist. Genetically tailored every bit of this stimulus.
The day the walls of the cities will crumble away, uncovering our naked souls. All start singing. Shouting, screaming.
The mastermind.
Psionically, bionically, forget how you feel. Especially formulated, the rest of you fornicated. It takes more to make this. He juggles variables, unparalleled propulsion to carry the love. Neurosurgeon, the purest virgin, conducting currents, musical Merlin. He shine like Sterling. Watch automator draw a laser of a higher intensity and instantly miss a beat, create a symphony.
Who's that?
The mastermind.
Who's that?
It's time for me to dead daddy.
Who's that?
The mastermind.
Who's that?
It's time for me to dead daddy.
Hey, I know now, I know now.
Repeat.
Automator's on the planet Earth and he's gonna stop the war of the worlds.
Now how would he do that?
T. Deltron Zero is here as well to click together for real.
That's pretty good, man.
Yeah. He told y'all evildoers he is truly gifted in the matters of rhythm.
Yeah, I'll give him that.
Yeah, you gotta give him that. With his infinite wisdom, you know you gotta get with him.
How's that? How's that? How'd I do?
Was good job.
Was
all
it
is
really?
Well with the cosmos.
Yes, yes, I got the port of 3030, yeah!
speak as a citizen of the world, for the world as it stands aghast at the path we have taken. A time comes when silence is betrayal. The truth of these words is beyond doubt, but the mission to which they call us is a most difficult one. Some of us who have already begun to break the silence of the night have found that the calling to speak is often a vocation of agony, but we must speak. That seems so close around us.
rock concerts have always served a function. It gives a lot of people with the same station in life a chance to gather together and kind of assemble and just feel the sheer mass of them exists, the numbers. Communion, a communal thing. We're all here together, and there's no reason. A lot of energy is dissipated in the concert. There's no reason that same communal kind of thing can't be taken out into the outside world. And ideally, hopefully, that's what a good rock concert can do. People are together inside, and they get outside into the parking lot and start driving home and get into their homes. I hope they still realize that they're together. You know, they were together in the concert, and they're together in their homes, they're together in their schools, they're together on the street. On the street. And if the people can work that togetherness, keep that thing going and working it, eventually everything's going to turn out all right.
Look to you for as far as projecting through your sex.
It's funny in Europe that the kids were much more politically oriented. You know, if we said anything politically, they'd go into a furor. You know, I mean, they love it, yeah, especially anything against America. You know, but if we just played, they'd dig that too. But they really dug the political side of it. You know, but in America, it's just the opposite, really. A lot of people are at our concerts, at least. They're sort of, it seems like they don't really come to hear us speak politics.
You know? What do they come to hear? I mean, well, I know you can say
I think they come more for the religious experience.
How does that translate in terms of rhythm, riffs, and things like that?
You really can't, because any rhythm, any riff, any set of lyrics is a release. You know, it's just if you're releasing yourself totally into whatever you happen to be playing at the moment.
How about in lyrics? What's the difference between a rock lyric and a poem?
Well, there's really no difference. You know, Jim's book is the same as Jim's lyrics. You know, this I can read a page, and I've heard him sing pretty much the same things. You know, for him, I don't think it's any difference at all. This is written poetry. What he does on stage is spoken poetry. Spoken poetry. Spoken poetry. Spoken poetry.
That's the part of the
performance that I enjoy the most, where I have a chance just to pick up vibrations from the music and what's coming from the audience, and just kind of follow it wherever it goes.
How's that different from how you write a poem?
It's very similar. I think a lot of poetry is very close to music, except when you write a poem, often you have to be in a state of mind that music can put you in with its hypnotic quality. It leaves you free, you know, just let the subconscious play itself out. I think the two basic types of music indigenous to this country are the black music, blues, and the kind of folk music that was brought over from Europe, and I guess they call it country music, or kind of West Virginia, Ohio, also something. Those are the two main streams of root American music. There might be others, I don't know. But it looks like 10 years ago, what they called rock and roll was kind of a blending of those two forms. And I guess what's happening now is that rock is kind of dying out, and everyone is going back to the roots again. Some are going back into country, and some are going back into basic blues. I guess in 4 or 5 years, the new generation's music will be, it'll have a synthesis of those two elements, and some third thing that'll be entirely, maybe it'll be, it might rely heavily on electronics, tapes. I can kind of envision maybe one person with a lot of machines, tapes, and electronic setups, singing or speaking and using machines.
for listening. The songs you heard today are Handbook, Praise, Fold, So It Goes, Belarus, You're Listening to the Worlds, Module, What It Seems, Dan the Automator, Mastermind, Little People, Basic, Runaways UK, Momentum, Fold, We Must Speak, Mukapasa, Bostaris, John Kennedy Remix, Needs a Name, Beat the Clock, Shy2, Huron River, Active Child, Johnny Belinda, White Arrows Remix, Timo, The Future, Talk in Color, No Other. A list of the tracks are now available on our website, www.radio360.com.
Tell your friends about us.